We've been looking at the Canaanite spirit from Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 1 and verse 2. The Canaanites deal in earthly stuff, earthly passions, addictions, sexual perversions. There was Canaanite cities in Genesis 10:19. Just a short review here. They operate in people's emotions, Genesis 13:12 and 13. And they shut off good judgment. People that knows better, just even if they're not saved, there's some moral authority in their lives and they know better, but they do it anyway. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, 13 through 16. Romans chapter 2, 15 and 16. Alcoholism. Judgments are just shut off. Judgments. Inhibition departs. That's why they go to these certain places and they drink a lot of alcohol and they lose all inhibition. And then you have carnal excess happens. Self-indulgence takes place. And we looked at this in pretty good detail. For instance, the dancing around the golden calf. They actually danced nude. They were naked. And they did that. And we know what happened there because it dealt with that excess of just a total abandonment. Here, people, I can't wait to get to a party. The spirit that was behind the decapitation of John the Baptist after a sensual dance. Again, the commentators tell us that she was unclothed and she was very sensual and danced right in front of the king, and he just couldn't help himself, quote unquote. You know what I'm talking about. Offered her half the kingdom. Her mother said, want John the Baptist's head on a silver platter. It happened. Okay. That's basically where we are. We filled in the details, and we can't keep going back. Now, our scripture to start right now is Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. Matthew chapter 7, verse 6. See, Jesus is speaking here, and he's talking in instructions, and he says this: give not that which is holy unto the dogs, neither cast ye your pearls before swine, lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you or tear you to pieces. See, again, the Canaanite spirit deals with that sensuality, that unabandonment pleasure. See, and what happens? Give that which is holy unto dogs. Don't dance to please desires of pigs and dogs. That's exactly what happens in our world, isn't it? The nightclub scene, the total abandonment. Don't dance to please the desires of pigs and dogs. Because what happens is that when people begin to do that, look what it says. Lest they trample them under their feet and turn again and rend you. Or when that happens, when that goes on and what happens, they end up in a situation that they're giving the people more than they need or deserve. So all of a sudden you have this lasciviousness, this wildness, the out-of-control situation. And that's the Canaanite spirit. Then in 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. Look at this. 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 14. But ye be reproached by the name of Christ. Happy are ye. for the Spirit of glory and of God rests upon you. Listen to this. On their part, he is evil spoken of, but on your part, he is glorified. Number 15. But let none of you suffer as a murderer or as a thief or as an evildoer or as a busybody in other man's matters. 16. Yet if any man suffers a Christian, let him not be ashamed. Let him glorify God on his behalf. 17. For the time is to come that judgment must begin. Where? At the house of God. And if it first begins at us, what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? He is talking to Christians. That's right. For the time is come that judgment must begin where? At the house of God, as it first began in us. And what shall the end be of them that obey not the gospel of God? We're dealing with the Canaanite spirit. Now, look at this. It's mind-boggling. It really is. In 14, they're being reproached for the name of Christ. That's okay. Spirit of God and Spirit of glory is resting on them. They're being evil spoken of, and they're getting blessed because of it. But 15 changes something. But let none of you suffer as a murderer. He's talking to Christians that are now murderers or thieves or evildoers or busybodies. Look at that list. Murderer, thief, evildoer, busybodies, and other men's matters. Wow. That's a person that involves themselves in other people's activities, verse 15. They're investigating things they should not investigate. That's what's happening. That's the Canaanite spirit. That's the spirit that's influencing Christians. Why? Because 17, judgment must begin in the house of God. I have a message I preach for years and years and years in conferences and conventions. I named it, "What Shall the End Be to Them That Obey Not the Gospel of God?" Is it a salvation message? Yeah. Is it for the church? Absolutely. The body of Christ is disobeying the gospel of God. Now, God's servants should generate the seeds of righteousness and not condone iniquity. Here's what happens. The Canaanite spirit begins to influence these Christians. What? Yes. But they're Christians. Yes. That's why he talks the way he talks. The Corinthian church. Look at this. 2 Corinthians 9, 9 and 10. Here's what should be going on. As it is written, he has dispersed abroad, he has given to the poor, his righteousness remaineth forever. Sounds good. 10. Now he that ministereth seed to the sower, both minister bread for your food, multiply your seed sown, and increase the fruits of your righteousness. You see, that's integrity, that's kindness, that's mercy, that's acceptance. That's integrity, that's justice. There's the areas where the enemy attacks. It's right there. It's right there. It's right there. It is right there. The Canaanite spirit effects. And a person must please the Lord, not please everything else. And that's what occurs. And that's what happens. And that's what takes place. And that's what goes on. Look at Ephesians 5. See, these spirits are so slick. They're so deceptive. They're so full of knowledge what to do to destroy. Ephesians 5:10. For the fruit of the Spirit is all goodness and righteousness and truth, proving what is acceptable unto the Lord. See, so goodness, uprightness, integrity, understanding, accepting what God has. But the Canaanite spirit, that's what you're seeing. You don't think so? Watch the news for 20 minutes. The Canaanite spirit is involved with so much of today's activities, let alone the other spirits we talked about. This is number four. We got three to go. We're kind of in the middle of the seven spirits. And that's what you see. You see people just going crazy. They just abandon themselves. Addiction. You see addiction, you see the Canaanite spirit. Somebody said, well, I don't believe in that. That's fine. That's your choice. You have free will and believe what you wish. The Canaanite spirits. The other day, Saturday actually, Margaret and I went to have our car service in Lakeland at the dealership. And we drive a certain route. It's a shortcut to where we go and avoids all kinds of traffic lights and traffic. So we know some side roads that we cut through to cut off the corners, basically, and miss a lot of the traffic. But there's a certain corner where it's such a sad state there. The addicts hang out, and the alcoholics hang out. Who knows who else hangs out? From time to time, you see the ladies there selling themselves to get some money from people that are alcoholics and drug addicts so they can buy more alcohol and more drugs. It's an endless cycle there. As we came up, there's a man sitting on the curb and another man speaking to him. And one man was trying to get the other one to give him whatever he had. And I saw the man shake his head that was seated, and the man that was standing got angry, turned around and walked away across the street. That's what we're talking about. I said, you know, Margaret, look at this. Is so, our hearts went out to all of them. Hearts just bleed for them. Something went wrong. Something went sideways. And there they are, homeless, addicted, and they need the delivering power of God. That's the only thing's going to help them. But there they are, and there's millions of them. You know that. San Francisco just seems like half the city are living in the street. It's what we're seeing. That is the Canaanite spirit that creates the perversion, creates the alcoholism, creates the drug addiction, creates whatever, the access. And these people are trapped in it. And it's staggeringly sad for us. It really is. See, in verse 11 of Ephesians 5, it says, "And have no fellowship with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather reprove them." 12, "For it's a shame even to speak of those things which are done of them in secret." And that's what goes on. That's what you see. That's what happens. That's the Canaanite spirit. Understand, you're dealing with demon activity at work. And unless it is approached that way, there's no victory there. That's why, and again, I'm not being critical of anything or anyone that tries to help. That's why the halfway houses and the programs fail in most of the time, because you got to deal with the root cause, which is demon and spiritual activity. Well, people don't want to hear that, but that's okay. 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 31, "Whether therefore you eat or drink or whatever you do, do all to the glory of God." 32, "Give none offense neither to the Jews nor the Gentiles nor the church of God." 33, "Even as I please all men in all things, not seeking my own profit, but the profit of many, that they may be saved." Do everything in word or deed to the glory of God with righteous purchase and purpose. But here is these spirits, the Canaanite, which is a huge, by the way, the Canaanite, the study of the Canaanite spirit has more information in the word of God about the Canaanites than any other spirit, any other one. Because the Canaanites were involved with Israel. 1 Corinthians 10 tells us in verse 31, "Again, you've heard that it's been said by them of old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, thou shalt perform the Lord thy oaths." Look at this. This is an amazing scripture. Let me get beginning. "And it has been said, moreover, he shall put away his wife, let him give her a writing of divorcement. 32, but I say unto you, whosoever shall put away his wife, saving for the cause of fornication, commit adultery, and whoever shall marry her is divorced, committeth adultery. 33, again you have heard that it has been said unto them in the old time, thou shalt not forswear thyself, but shall perform unto the Lord thy oaths." That's extremely important. And why is it that the divorce rate in the church is the same as the divorce rate in the world? Shouldn't be much lower, but it's not. But it's not. Why is that? Because what's going on with the Canaanite spirit? It's a Canaanite spirit that operates. And it affects the body of Christ. And let me just again tell you a word of caution here. Be careful what you promise God. Be very cautious. "But shall perform unto the Lord thine oaths." Be very cautious, very careful. Don't make a vow to the Lord that you don't keep. Don't swear. Verse 38. "By heaven is the earth throne." It's God's throne. "Earth its footstool. Jerusalem, city, great king. Swear by thy head." Because what happens is, I've heard Christians say, "I swear to God, I swear, I swear." And here's something. Don't use the term, "Oh God," just to say it. And that's what Christians do. That's a Canaanite spirit in operation. I'm sorry that it is. I got a lot of my listeners mad. Oh God this and oh God that. And I swear here and I swear there. That's a Canaanite spirit in operation in the people's lives. But we're saved. Great. Then don't use God's name in vain. We saved. Good. Then don't use swear. I'm not talking about cursing and cussing and four letter words. I'm talking about, oh, I swear that's right. Oh, I swear that's this. And I swear that's that. That's a Canaanite spirit because it's an earthly thing in access. Wow. Wow. It is. And it will hurt you. Ask the Lord to help you now, Christian. God, help me not to use your name in vain. Help me not to make an oath. I promise I'll be there. Now, we're not talking about hindrance or that. I promise you I'll go to church on Sunday. Yeah, right. Don't make an oath to God. God, if you help me, I'll do so and so and such and such. And the moment the help is rendered, they forget. That's a Canaanite spirit in operation. People's not going to call it that, but that's exactly what it is. It's not saying I plan on being there and something comes up and I can't. That's not what we're talking about here. See, we need discipleship. I like what Mark Gorman said in one of his programs the other day. He says, we have a lot of sons. We don't have a lot of disciples. It's absolutely true. We don't have any disciples. We got a lot of sons that have given their life to the Lord, but we have very few disciples. And what did Jesus say? He said, go out and make disciples. And they need to be discipled. And they don't know. We'll talk about the Canaanite spirit.